We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready, and remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Good morning, USA!
Yo, 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 yo,
Charlemagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Monday!
It's Monday. We back from vacation.
That's right. Live from the Black Mothership. What's happening?
I'm going to be honest with you. I really missed y'all.
I missed y'all too. I needed a day though. I ain't gonna front. I needed one more day.
We had a whole week.
I traveled back yesterday. And traveling back is always difficult.
9 days. Think about it.
Yeah, 9 days.
Because it's the weekend. You had the weekend too.
Yeah.
You had more than enough time.
What you do for vacay?
You know what, man? Me and the wife, we had a vacation. So, you know, we left the kids with, you know, the in-laws and the nanny and stuff, and we went to St. Lucia.
St. Lucia.
For a few days. Just me and the wife. So salute to all the great people in St. Lucia. That's a beautiful place.
You know what I mean?
It's in between two mountains and like the Caribbean. It's the only island in the Caribbean named after a woman.
Really?
Yeah. And one of the mountains, this is what my wife said. I kind of saw it too. Because, you know, when you're both high and you're looking at something,
somebody says something,
you're like, oh, I see it. It would look like one of the mountains was giving birth.
What?
You had to be there.
Okay.
You know, you had to be on the plant-based medicine we were on.
Okay.
You know, looking at the mountains. But, yeah, we had a good time.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah, I went out to, shout out to Ro Marley's Beach House. Ro Marley, of course, Bob Marley's son, owns a resort out in Cancun, close to Cancun. It's about 30 minutes outside of Cancun.
I'm just glad you survived Mexico, bro.
Oh, man. Now, we had such an amazing time. We were there for 9 days. I had the whole family there. It was a total of 12 of us there. So it was a lot of fun, man. We just did everything. We got, you know, we rented a yacht and did jet skiing. And we just...
I was really nervous about you in Mexico.
Really?
Because they said don't go to Mexico. And I was like, if there's one family that's going to get kidnapped in Mexico, it'd be this rich-ass family, the Cases. If there's one family they would hold for ransom,
it would be them. We were good. We had security. There was a lot of security there. But it was no problems. Everything was good. It was spring break as usual. It was rammed. It was jam-packed. Everybody was cool. Everybody was nice. We had a great time. I gained like 7 pounds, though. I ain't going to front.
Fresh paint job, too. You got your paint job done in Mexico?
What are you talking about? This is a tan, sir.
No, forget the skin. I'm talking about that hairline. That looks crazy.
It's not.
That looks so drawn on.
Touch my hairline. Touch my hairline. No, I want you to touch it.
I ain't got
to
touch it. That's permanent paint.
It's not permanent paint.
That hairline looks crazy.
Yo, you a hater, man.
Wait till they see this on camera.
You a hater.
That don't look real at all, bro.
You a hater.
That look like Fat Joe's bitch. That look crazy.
It's not. It's just, you get a haircut when you fresh off a tan.
Okay. All right.
This guy is such a hater.
You know what? I won't tell y'all secrets. I'll leave it alone.
Jesus Christ.
But they have eyes.
Welcome back.
Yes. Welcome back.
I'm back. I'm leaving, man. I got bullied on my first day back. But yeah, I had a great time. So shout out to everybody that was out and about. I'm tired, though. The flights have been delayed. Was your flights delayed at all or no?
A little bit, like 20 minutes. Nothing crazy.
Mine was delayed like 3.5 hours, 4 hours. We used to get back like 4 o'clock yesterday. We got back like 8 o'clock. So
I've been back.
9 o'clock.
I came back Friday. We only went for 4 days.
Yeah, now we went for 9. All right, well, let's get the show cracking. We got front page news coming up. There's a lot to talk about. Tesla and Figaro will be filling us
in. The Hood Whisperer.
So we'll talk to her next. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. The world. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Just want to tell all the Laker fans out there, I know a lot of you guys follow LeBron James, that they signed Tristan Thompson to the Lakers. I don't know if that's a good thing or bad thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing for the playoffs. Give him more size.
The last game he played, I think, was 2021-2022 season for the Chicago Bulls, where he averaged 5.7 points and 4.7 rebounds.
I think they're in the play-in now. They're the number seven seed? I think.
Yeah, they're playing the Timberwolves. The Pelicans take on the Thunder. Raptors take on the Bulls. And the Heat take on the Hawks. Now, Teslin's with us. Good morning, Teslin Figaro.
Good morning, everybody. Good to be back.
Yes. Now, what's been going on? What's happening in Tennessee? Tennessee, Tennessee.
Man, we have missed so much while you guys were gone. We had Trump calling to defund the police. Tennessee was Tennessean, and Texas is still Texas. So we have a lot to catch up on. I hope everyone taps in at the 6 and 7 o'clock hour. But we're going to start first with Tennessee. Now, this story has been everywhere. I know a lot of folks have been seeing it on the news and may have heard of a particular story called the Tennessee Three. Mm-hmm. Now, last week on April 6th, Tennessee House Democrats, Representative Justin Jones, Justin Pearson, and Gloria Johnson joined protesters in Nashville at the State House to advocate for gun control reform and call out Republican leaders for not taking action following the mass shootings. Now, while all three Democrats were protesting on the House floor, Jones and Pearson, who are both black, used a bullhorn to lead chants briefly disrupting legislative business. Now, Gloria Johnson, who is the white Democrat, was standing there with Jones and Pearson, but she did not use the bullhorn. Now, because of the protests, the House voted to expel all three Democrats. And I want you guys to take a listen to what Representative Justin Pearson said on the floor right before the vote.
Resurrection is a promise. And it is a prophecy. It's a prophecy that came out of the cotton fields. It's a prophecy that came out of the lynching tree. It's a prophecy that still lives in each and every one of us in order to make the state of Tennessee the place that it ought to be. And so I've still got hope because I know we are still here and we will never quit.
Mm. Yeah, so while he was giving that passionate speech, protesters were still, you know, there, you know, joining him up. You could see him up, you know, at the top of the State House. And so even though, you know, he gave a passionate speech, obviously, so did Justin Jones. They were still expelled, but the vote to expel their colleague, Gloria Johnson, again, who was white, failed by one vote. Now, when the media asked Gloria Johnson why they believe she was spared, she said that she believed it was because of the color of her skin.
Duh.
Right.
So just break this down for me. So just because they were with the protesters, that's the reason why they were expelled? And is that lawfully right?
Well, it was because they used the bullhorn. So it wasn't just because they protest, but they did it out of order. And so it went against decorum. But again, this is something that's unprecedented. It hasn't happened before in this way. And so just to be clear, it has been done three times before with Tennessee, not for this particular reason. I just want to give some folks some background on that. They have expelled members three times, one in 1866. Six members were expelled for the contempt of authority of the House. In 1980, they expelled a member for who was found guilty of accepting a bribe while in office. And then in 2016, a Republican was expelled for disorderly conduct about some allegations for inappropriate sexual conduct. So they have expelled members before, but not for protests or using the bullhorn. And so they said that that was out of order and they should have asked to speak.
It feels like they just been waiting for an opportunity to do something to these two young men. That's what it feels like. Because it's just hard for me to believe that this peaceful protest led for them getting led to them getting voted out.
Yeah, this is really extreme. You know, and I've been telling people whether people agree with what they were standing for, which was gun control, mm-hmm. Whether people agree if they're Democrats or not, for this to happen to disenfranchise, you know, over 200,000 voters, because that is what all three collectively represent, and to remove their voice, that is what I feel is missing in the conversation, Charlamagne. They're talking a lot about these individuals, but it's really to me about the voters. They literally do not have representation. Now, today there will be a vote on the county side, the city side, my apologies, to decide if they can send Jones back to, you know, represent his constituents in the interim. They have not decided when they're going to do a vote to see when they can get Pearson back. But what basically, to make a long story short, what will happen with that is they can go represent their constituents on a temporary basis, but both of them will still have to run again to hold that seat in a special election and a general election. So they have to go through the process all over again, even though these gentlemen were just elected just a few short months ago.
And I agree. It's about the voters, and it's also about gun control. And I hope this isn't one of those situations where people fall in love with the messengers and forget mm-hmm. about the message. Because mm-hmm. all last week when I was away, I kept seeing folks say these two are stars and this situation has propelled them into stardom. And I was like, well, don't forget the message. The message is about them trying to get the GOP legislators there to push some real gun legislation.
Right. Or be so upset at the messenger because maybe you don't like Democrats. You know, for a lot of conservatives were saying, well, I don't like what they're pushing. But guess what? They can take away your voice, too, for the things that you believe in. So this is about democracy and being able to have a representative to go and do what? Represent you and what you feel is important. So you're right on that, Charlamagne.
All right. Well, that is your front page news. Now, Tesla, we'll see you in about an hour, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Now, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent.
I'm so distracted by this fresh paint job.
Yo, shut up. Yo, why are you on my page?
Beijing is crazy.
Why are you trying to bully me in the morning, man?
I'm just trying to figure out how do you shower with that.
What are you talking about? Look, I'm gonna have you come here and lick it just to see if it comes off.
Whoa, don't start, bro.
800-585-1051. If you need to vent, call us up right now. Let us know how your Easter was. Hopefully it was great. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Life does not need to be documented for nobody to see. It should just be all in our memories.
Hello, who's this?
What's going on, DJ Envy, Charlamagne? How y'all doing?
Peace, King. Brother? How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing wonderful. I hope y'all had a great vacation last week, but I got to get off my chest. Charlamagne, you was slacking before you went out.
What'd I do?
Brilliant Idiots was only 15 minutes the last
one
y'all uploaded.
That was a problem with the upload on, I think it was just Spotify. Everywhere else it was right. We did a 2-hour episode.
I was listening on Apple Podcast.
Oh well, now they fixed it. It's a 2-hour podcast. I don't know why. Yeah, it was something wrong with the. They uploaded it wrong or something. But yeah.
Oh, all right. I still ain't listening. I was looking.
It's refreshed now. If you go check it out, not a whole episode there. And we back with a new episode this week. Salute to my guy Andrew Shaw.
Oh, okay. And I'm definitely heading down to Atlanta on the 22nd.
April 22nd. Listen, we almost sold out, man. Black Effect Podcast Festival, less than 2 weeks away at Pullman Yards in Atlanta. Go to eventbrite.com right now to get your tickets. Some of your favorite Black Effect Podcasts live will be on that stage, like the 85 South Show, Horrible Decisions, Reasonably Shady. So we'll see y'all April 22nd in Atlanta, man. Go to Eventbrite to get your tickets right now.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey everyone, I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with a Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
And like I, you know, back then, before me and him were real serious, I get hit on. It just never fails. Like, a female can't have bars because the dudes just want to hit on her all the time. I just like writing music. That's how I cope.
Well, let's hear your bars, mama. Let's hear your bars.
All right. Say, bless these bitches. Go ahead and call me a menace. I'm coming back from my finish. You'll feel the rest of my presence. The drink is my medic. The piss from my head is been insane, little bitch. From my past to the present.
It's time for my vengeance. The hood 9/11. Dropping bombs on you peasants. You better hear what I mention. Tell your crew there's some tension. Post it up with no questions. No beef to get stepping or we gon' end up with blessings, bitch.
Okay, I feel a lot of Tupac influence in your music. And I want to ask you for your Instagram, but I don't want you to think I'm hitting on you. I just want to see what you look like. You know what I mean?
To be honest with you, I'm in the nursing program, so I gave up social media a long time ago.
Smart.
Well, that's going to be hard if you're a rapper, because people need to find you somehow. They need to get to you and contact you somehow to hear your music or what you're working on.
And you a nurse?
That's what I'm going for my nursing, but that's what it was before. And then I just kept getting hit on. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to focus on school and I'm not going to do music. You know, both of my parents recently passed away last year.
No, that's not a bad idea. Nursing is a good profession. You make a lot of good, great money and you get great benefits. Just nursing.
Do you have a sponge bath rap? Do you have a rap that you do when you're giving people sponge baths?
No.
You should think about that. Think about sponge bath raps, yo. Think about everything that nurses do and write from that perspective. That could be new.
Mama, you better not. You have a good one, okay?
You can write from the nurse's perspective. Have a good one. Remember when Trina was on the cover of her album dressed like the nurse?
Mm-hmm.
She could do that. You know what I mean?
She's going to be fired. She's going to be fired.
Nurse rap could be fire. Nurses don't ever hear the perspective of a nurse rap.
No. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up. Now, when we come back, we got your rumor report. We got to tell you about Doja Cat. She says she doesn't want to do pop music anymore. We'll tell you why, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Yes, sir.
Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Doja Cat.
Rumor has it.
Call out a name or you gossiping or you chatty patty.
I'm gossiping.
This is the Rumor Report.
I mean, I guess we on The Breakfast Club. This is where the tea spills, right?
Yes.
Right.
On The Breakfast Club.
Now, Doja Cat says she's ready to prove she's a good rapper. And to do that, she is shelving her pop style maybe forever. She put on Twitter, no more pop. She said, I also agree with everyone who said the majority of my rap verses are mid and corny.
That ain't true.
I know they are. I wasn't trying to prove anything. I just enjoy making music. But I'm getting tired of hearing y'all say that. So I will start rapping. So she's about to start rapping.
First of all, I already think Doja Cat can rap. You know what I'm saying? If you don't think Doja Cat can rap, then just pull up City Girls' Poom Poom Talk. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
When she said her poom poom is talented to do cartwheels. Drop on the clues box for Doja Cat. Right? Once I heard her say her poom poom could do cartwheels. Can your poom poom do cartwheels? Huh?
I don't have a poom poom.
Huh? She said her poom poom gives speeches. They're heartfelt. Okay?
I don't have a poom poom. Now, we also got to congratulate SZA. Now, we all know SZA was on tour. She went on the SOS tour, and it raked in almost $35 million. She was the headliner and closer and everything. So, congratulations to SZA. She made a lot of money.
Dropping the clues bombs for SZA, damn it. It's crazy. SZA had the number one album in the country for, 11 weeks in a row or something crazy like that? Like, you know, back in the 1900s, that'd make you... not saying she is one of the biggest superstars on the planet, but back in the 1900s, that number one for 11 weeks would have hit a lot different.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like this era takes that for granted, kind
of. Now, Charlamagne, you got children. What's the wildest text or wildest thing one of your kids ever sent you through text?
All my kids are young. I only got one teenage daughter, so she's the only one that sends text.
Okay, well, anything crazy that she sent you on a text?
What do you mean?
Anything, like, you know, sent you a text.
I feel like anytime they ask me for something, it's crazy.
It's crazy?
Especially when, you know, the way they ask for things.
Like how?
They'll just send me a picture of what they want. Like, they'll just send me a picture of, you know, kids are into Jordans. So she'll send me a picture of some Jordans. And I'm like, you know, and my mom like, damn, we wore these when we was
kids, yes.
Now she's 14 and want to wear these same Jordans for us? Yeah.
Well, 50 Cent's son sent him a $10,000 Apple Cash request.
That's kind of crazy. Because his son is only, what, 9?
Yeah.
Hey, his son's young. That's kind of crazy.
I mean, what would he want for $10,000? I mean, there's things that he probably wants, though. I don't know.
Well, when his son gets of age, 50 can put him on salary, right? When his son turns, what, 13, 14?
Yeah, 14 or 15. Yeah, put him on salary.
Yeah,
but he requested $10,000. Now, he didn't say what that $10,000 was for, but he wanted a $10,000 Apple Cash request. Maybe he wanted a computer. He might have wanted a computer. Listen, it was like $4,000 or $5,000. I don't know.
You know, when you can't even say that's strange when that's 50 Cent's child.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean? Because I'm sure his child is fully aware that his father is 50 Cent.
Of course.
And that his father is worth a lot more than 50 cents.
Correct.
You know, so his son is acting his wage. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
we can only act our wages out here, right? So as people, we got to act our wages. And our kids got to act their wages, too. And they know that their wages is their parents' wages.
Mm.
So $10,000 ain't crazy for 50 cents, child. I just would like to know, what would that young man want?
What does he want to do
with
$10,000?
$10,000?
Yeah. I mean,
you know?
Yeah. I mean,
and inflation is through the roof. So for all we know, video games and stuff cost a lot more money. I don't know.
I don't think it's that. It's probably he wants to buy his mom something for her birthday, or buy her mom something. You know what I mean? Something like that. I'm sure that's what it is.
Well, that should be the request. The request is, hey, Pops, I want to buy mom something for her B-Day. And then when he
money.
Says, what is it? Then he tells him. Then 50 can go look up the price.
Yeah.
But you know.
Well, last,
that's all I would want to know. What does he want the 10 grand for at 9 years old or 10 years old? I don't know how
it's
old
still
it
too much money. Well, lastly, Tekashi 6ix9ine, he talks about possibly considering a lawsuit against LA Fitness. Now, we all know a couple of weeks ago he got beat up crazy at LA Fitness. It went viral. It was a brutal gym beatdown, and this is what he said.
Do you plan to sue?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm thinking about it, yeah.
The gym?
Yes.
For what?
The guys, you mentioned that the guys that have memberships.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty obvious.
Tell us of the extent, by the way, of the injuries. We see a little bit, but tell us what you're experiencing.
It was just a lot of contusions to my face, jaw, ribs. I was stood in the house for 4 days under, not morphine, it was ox. I don't know, he was just injecting me with things for the injuries, and said I have like a popped something, so I've been doing eye drops. I'm lost for words because it you can't blame them. They saw an opportunity and they took it.
I'm glad he said that you know, you can't blame them. You know, they saw an opportunity and they took it, because we all got to be accountable for our words, right?
Like
I'm sure 6ix9ine understands the consequences of his actions.
I'm sure.
Forget the snitching thing. That ain't got nothing to do with civilians, right?
Right.
But getting online, inviting people to your private parts, you know, making fun of dead people.
Mm-hmm.
Even though that had nothing to do, I'm sure, with those people who jumped him, but those probably people who look at him as a villain and they just don't appreciate the way he moves. So, you know, when you do stuff like that, you never know who you're going to make an enemy out of.
Yeah, and him knowing that, he should be prepared for all of that.
All of that.
You know, and when he goes to the gym, when
yes.
he goes to the corner store, when he gets gas, he should know that it could be problems or trouble no matter where you are. And it doesn't matter. You know, some people are like, well, if you move to suburbia, or if you move here, you move
nope.
there. There's people everywhere.
When you are fully aware of the words that are coming out of your mouth, or you're fully aware of your actions, your head is always going to be on a swivel.
That's right.
And guess what? That's the life you choose. When you choose to speak that way, and you choose to call people out in that way, and you choose to taunt the dead and stuff like that, you got to deal with what comes with that.
All right. And the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office added that one of the men that was arrested is allegedly a high-ranking Latin Kings gang member.
Mm.
So they also say that he was a member of the gym, and that's how it happened.
Mm.
So, you know, like you said, you just, you know, never know.
I'm just glad that he recognizes that, you know. They saw an opportunity and they took it. Like, I don't like when people, you know, act. They move a certain way out here and then they play the victim.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You gotta know that consequences come with your actions.
That's right. All right. Well, that is your rumor report. Now, when we come back, we got front page news. Teslin Figaro will be joining us, and I need all the aunties and uncles to chap in. All right. Now, Freaknik. You remember Freaknik, right?
I never experienced Freaknik.
Well, Freaknik, they're doing a documentary. We're going to take your calls when we come back in a little bit. 800-585-1051. If you attended Freaknik, you know they're doing a documentary. Are you nervous? Maybe you could pop up in there.
Mm.
Maybe you could be one of the aunties that was popping it for a goon.
Yeah, because Poom Poom Popping didn't just start. in this era. Twerking didn't just start in this era.
Oh, fellas, maybe you was one of the ones that was grabbing that Poom Poom, where, you know, back then, not to say that it was right, but you seen it more.
Some of y'all judging Trump, but y'all was out at Freaknik.
That's right.
Grabbing Poom Poom, your
That's
damn
right.
self.
So we're going to take your calls, and I want to know your craziest Freaknik story. Aunties and uncles, kids out there, ask your mama. Your mama know about Freaknik.
We knew you grew up on Uncle Luke.
Oh, we got a Freaknik clip? We got a second to play?
What's a Freaknik clip?
Let's play. No. Stop. We'll play when we come back.
Like, what the hell is a Freaknik clip?
We'll play when we come back. Teslin Figaro will be joining us next. Front page news, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're back off vacation, and it's time for some front page news. We got Teslin Figaro back with us. Good morning, Tez.
Good morning. I'm in the building. I'm so glad to see you guys again.
Glad to see you too. But let's start this off. Donald Trump, what are we talking about?
Yeah, you just can't make this up. I'm going to try to get through this without laughing, but it is hilarious because after being arrested, Donald Trump is no longer on Team Back the Blue. He is now on Team Defund the Police. Trump wrote on his social media platform, Republicans in Congress should defund the DOJ and the FBI until they come to their senses, and that the Democrats have totally weaponized law enforcement in our country and are viciously using this abuse of power to interfere with our already under siege elections. Now let's do a quick throwback and listen to what Donald Trump said when he was running for re-election in 2020. Let's roll the tape.
There won't be defunding. There won't be dismantling of our police.
Wow. That's not going to impact him in any way, because a lot of his supporters probably feel the same way at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just the hypocrisy of it all, you know. And I was looking at a lot of conservatives saying, "Oh, I thought you guys weren't on the police's side," you know. So it's just changing up the narrative, you know. Once you arrest me, it's all about defunding the police. But when it was about, you know, George Floyd, because that was when he made that statement, that was during the George Floyd protest in 2020. They did not want to look at all at what we could do to what they call reimagine the police force. And just for clarity, it was never about defunding the police, but reallocating those funds to prevent violence. It was never about getting rid of the police department. So it's going to be interesting how they move forward in the 2024 election and how they talk about that, because that was one of their main, you know, the conservatives' talking points, which is Democrats are trying to defund the police. So it's been interesting watching Republicans kind of, you know, skate around that topic over the last few days.
Let me ask you a question, Ted. Is it just me, or is this Trump indictment, does it seem like just another headline? Like, it shouldn't be, because it's the first time a president has ever had criminal charges, you know, brought against him. But it feels like it's just another headline. And the fact that, you know, he didn't have to do the walk.
He wasn't really arrested.
He didn't get put in no handcuffs. You ain't seen no mugshot. Like that's the epitome of privilege. Whether you want to call it white privilege, presidential privilege, that's the epitome of privilege.
It was detention. That's what he got, detention. Yeah. That's
right. Shout out to Plies. You know, he made a post talking about, you know, when have you ever been arrested and not taken a mugshot? So, yeah, that's offensive to people who have had to go through the entire process. It was, you know, some folks will say political theater because he could have just did that from a Zoom, you know, to be honest with you. But now, you know, Charlamagne, now they're talking about, you know, moving forward with that Georgia case. And that Georgia case would be that RICO, you know. So when we're going to see, you know, what that looks like, which, you know, we've talked about this before. On what is the stronger case. So, you know, we're going to see what's going to happen.
That's what we need. We need Trump caught up in a RICO. Because, boy, if y'all thought these rappers snitching was entertaining. When Trump get to talking. Boy, you talk about Nino Brown levels of theater. You hear me? That's what you want. That's
high
what
level
we want.
Political theater. And they said it's going to be several people. I know Giuliani was named in it as well. So, yeah, Georgia's getting ready to treat him like a rapper. So it's going to be on and popping if they move forward with that case. Definitely a lot of theater for us to be entertained while they...
Young Thug case is one thing, but Old Thug case is going to be something special. You hear me?
He's stupid. Now let's talk about Texas Governor Greg Abbott. What's going on with him?
Yeah, a jury on Friday convicted Sergeant Daniel Perry for the shooting death of Garrett Foster, who was 28 at the time, at the 2020 Black Lives Matter protest in Austin, Texas. Now, to give you some quick background, Perry was working as an Uber driver on July 25th, 2020, when he shot and killed Foster. Perry ran a red light and drove into a group of protesters, so Foster approached his vehicle with an AK-47 rifle. Perry then shot Foster five times with a revolver before driving away. Now, prosecutors said that Perry instigated the attack, pointing out that he made a series of Facebook posts where he said, "I might kill a few people on my way to work. They are rioting outside my apartment complex." Now, since then, the Fox News hosts Tucker Carlson and Kyle Rittenhouse, you guys remember him, who was acquitted for shooting three men too fatally, urged Governor Abbott to pardon Perry. So on Saturday, Governor Abbott said in a tweet, I look forward to approving the board's pardon recommendation as soon as it hits my desk. Now, the thing with this, guys, is this just happened on Friday. The board hasn't recommended to pardon anybody. And so this is obviously him using his influence to say what he expects, which is you better send me that pardon. And as soon as he does, I will certainly be granting that, because he said that Texas has some of the strongest stand your ground laws in the country.
Yeah, but that's not a stand your ground if you tweet out, if it's premeditated. It's actually premeditated murder. If you tweet out or post on Facebook, I plan on killing some protesters, then you run your car into a group of protesters, that's not stand your ground.
Not at all.
Right. Absolutely. And again, running into the protesters. So one could say that Foster was protecting himself, you know. And then we look at the Rittenhouse case. He literally was going after protesters, you know. So it, again, the hypocrisy of it all. We're seeing this in Texas, Tennessee, Mississippi. A lot is, the South has something to say. And unfortunately, that is not necessarily going in our favor these days.
It never has been. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting. I can't wait to see what Greg Abbott's reasoning is for giving this pardon. It can't be self-defense, because this clearly isn't a case of self-defense.
Yep, that's what he's saying. And he's saying as soon as it hits his desk, he can't wait to sign it.
Wow. All right, so, well.
Boy, it's open season on Negroes.
Yes, it is.
I need y'all to understand that. It's open season. As a matter of fact, hold on, let me say this in a way y'all understand. It's open season on N-words. See, I can't say it. I wanted to say the N-word. I don't want to say it. But it's open season on N-words. I just want y'all to know that.
Yeah, and you know, this has nothing to do with it, but you know what I watched on my way back from Mexico?
Roots.
I watched Till.
Oh, Till.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, you ain't see Till?
I ain't see Till. Inside.
Oh, man. Till's something serious.
Jesus Christ. And the fact that lady is still alive and she hasn't been found, or no charges been pressed against her, nothing?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very sad. All right. Well, thank you so much, Tesla Figaro. We appreciate you.
Absolutely.
All right.
And make sure you subscribe to Tesla and Figaro's podcast, Straight Shot No Chaser, on the Black Effect iHeartRadio Podcast Network. And Tez will be in Atlanta, too, April 22nd for the Black Effect Podcast Festival.
Thank you, Tez.
All right. Thank you. Peace, I'll see you guys later.
The Breakfast Club.
Got a pass, but I just like how she said y'all. She just telling y'all need to get prepared. You know another reason I like this?
What?
Because I think about how the general public, loves to go on social media and dig up old tweets, mm-hmm. and old audio from us
right.
personalities. Now it's y'all turn.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, now it's y'all turn.
Because there's going to be a lot of uncles, a lot of papas, a lot of pastors, a lot of people that are executives,
a lot of first ladies,
politicians,
a lot of people who became first ladies, not just elected officials, first lady of the church.
That's right. That smacked a lot of asses out there.
Got your ass smacked.
Who's this?
This is Gwen.
Oh, hey, Gwen.
Hey, Gwen. Gwen, you sound like you was that freak, Nick. How old are you?
I'm 47.
Oh, you was there.
You was there.
You was there.
Prime time.
Yes, I was.
Tell us a crazy Freak Nick story, and are you worried about this documentary?
I'm not worried about the documentary. However, I am interested in seeing it. But at the time, I was in the military in Georgia, and me and two of my girlfriends that were in the military, too, we decided that we wanted to go to this Freak Nick. I think it was the last one. We took a car that I was borrowing from a friend who was deployed. And so we took his brand new car down to Atlanta. We didn't have any hotel. We didn't know anybody there. And we just went there and wilded out for a couple of days. And we met a Southern stranger.
Don't speed past wild out. What did wilding out consist of, man?
I'm what you call a PK kid. So I'm a preacher's kid. So for me.
You was having a lot of sex.
No, I was not. But I was wearing some skimpy stuff at the time, you know, and just down there on top of cars, just, you know, partying with strangers, met a stranger. He took us around in Atlanta, West Side, just everywhere, and ended up paying for our hotel stay.
And one of y'all slept with that stranger. Come on now, that man got sucked.
No.
Don't lie.
Let me tell you, I thought that was going to happen, and I told my other two girlfriends, look, I got the car. So one of y'all going to have to give it up, because I don't want to get out of here.
Now, let me ask you a question. Back then, Freak Nick, some dude slapped your ass, and it was okay.
You know what? Yes, but let me tell you the crazy part. They took my, I got bombarded by a whole bunch of guys at Centennial Park, mm-hmm. and I got so scared. I had my camera, and they snatched my camera, and I got up out of there because hands was everywhere, and I was like, I gotta go.
Yeah, and them people that got the camera, they some of the executive producers on this new Freaknik documentary.
You know what?
They turned over that footage.
They stopped me. I plead the fifth. That's all I'm going
to
do.
Have a blessed day, ma'am.
You got any kids, mama?
I do. I have two. I have a 17-year-old and a 10-year-old.
Now, what you going to do when that documentary comes out and they got footage of you dropping it for a goon?
You know what? That's okay. Me and my daughter, we got this conversation going on, and I tell her everything, so she already knows.
She already know. Thank you, mama.
You're welcome. Thank y'all.
All right, 800-585-1051. Freaknik, it seems like they're doing a documentary. So your aunties, your uncles, your mamas, your daddies, they're going to be a little nervous. And we want to know your crazy Freaknik story. Let's talk about it. It's the Breakfast Club.
Walk around.
I know
it,
man. I like it.
Call me.
Get your opinions to the Breakfast Club top.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about Freaknik. Call the aunties, call the uncles, and call your mama and your pappy. All right, now, we're talking about the Freaknik documentary that's coming out on Hulu. A lot of people are nervous.
We don't need that.
What you mean?
Yesterday was Easter Sunday. That is not resurrecting footage from Freaknik. It's not the resurrection that we should have been discussing all weekend, okay? Like, we don't need that, because what's next? You're going to have Myrtle Beach Black Bike Weekend? You're going to have Florida Classic Weekend? You know what I'm saying? You're going to have Miami Memorial Weekend? We don't need none of that footage. There was a reason we didn't have the technology that we got now back then. God knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
Or she was doing?
Yeah. See, I've never been to Freaknik in Atlanta. I've been to Philly Greek. I've been to 4th of July in Miami and in Virginia Beach. I've been to Daytona Beach.
I've been to Classic Florida Weekend.
I've been to Classic. Been to,
Black Bike Weekend, Myrtle Beach.
They were all pretty similar. All pretty similar, but Freaknik was just different.
Freaknik was different. The stories
I've been hearing about Freaknik was just different. So we're asking 800-585-1051. Have you ever been to Freaknik? Hello, who's this?
Good morning. This is Lillian, DJ Andy.
Hey, Lillian. How old are you, mama?
I'll be 49 this year.
Oh, you was in there. You was in there prime time. you was not an extra. You was a main character
in this
story.
I could tell by the names. Lillian, that's an old name. Gwen just
that's
called.
That's right.
These are old names.
You was not a non-playable character at Freaknik. You was a featured attraction.
Well, what the funny thing is that I actually attended 94 and 95. 95 was probably the last year it was really popping.
When did you have the STD scare? What year was that?
Jesus.
Now, let me tell you, the funny story is in 94, I actually met a gentleman, and we got married, and we're still together to this day. So we'll celebrate 29 years this month.
So congratulations.
You met him at Freaknik.
Yeah, I met him at Freaknik 94.
Did he grab your ass at Freaknik when you was walking by?
Grab her ass.
No, he didn't grab my ass. But I am a bit concerned about this documentary, however.
It don't count, though. It don't count because you married the person you got freaky with at Freaknik.
Well, but I still have an image that my nieces and nephews have never seen. And I don't want them seeing me walking around in Daisy Dukes and... You know,
look at them girls in the Daisy Dukes on. I want you to look at them girls in the Daisy Dukes on. Everybody.
Yeah, you know, because they've never seen Auntie dressed like that. And so, you know.
Well, that's what Auntie get for lying to them kids. But Auntie didn't know that footage was ever going to be released. So I understand.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, what's your name, Mama?
This is Shima from Atlanta.
Oh, Shima, how old are you?
I'm 39.
Oh, you wasn't at no damn
You wasn't at no Freaknik.
I was at Freaknik, and that's the reason why I'm calling.
Ain't no way
in
hell.
How was you at the Freaknik at 39?
I promise you. Listen, I was there. I was 13 years old.
Jesus Christ. All right, tell us about it.
I don't want to hear it.
Wearing something that I was not supposed to be wearing.
I feel like hearing this story is a charge. I don't want to hear it. Tell us more. Go ahead. We'll go ahead.
I mean, it's a past. So, my first... Freaknik experience was in 95, and that was the first time that I've ever received fellatio. I was in the eighth grade.
Jesus,
old man.
Bye.
She's old enough now. She can talk about it now. She's old enough.
Lord have mercy.
So go ahead.
Yeah, that was my first experience. Receiving, not giving, but receiving.
So old man pulled you to the side and gave you... Jesus Christ.
Okay, so we was all out there. It was me and my cousins. You know, everybody else was somewhat old enough, I guess. And at that time, it was in front of South DeKalb Mall. I don't know if y'all familiar with South DeKalb Mall, but... Anyway, so we were all out there, and he picked me up. I had no idea. He picked me up, put my legs over his shoulder, and he was standing up. That's how wild Freaknik was. Nobody cared. And it was going down just like that.
And none of your older cousins intervened and was like, yo, she's only 13.
Nobody cared. Nobody cared.
That's sexual assault.
It was crazy, but that's Freaknik. That's my point.
And that is exactly your point. And that is why people are concerned.
Yes,
that's exactly why people are concerned. You know what I mean?
Are you concerned at all that you might see yourself pop up on a video?
I didn't think about that. I hope not.
I hope not neither, because then that'll be child porn.
Definitely child porn.
Oh, my God. Oh, you so terrible.
I'm terrible?
Us?
This, after the story you just told?
Jesus. Well, thank you. I don't want to play no more. This, like, it always goes, like, too far.
Let me tell you something, kids. If you want to know if your mom or auntie or even your grandma was a freak at Freaknik, just play the first 7 to 8 seconds of I Wanna Rock. Just play the first 7 to 8 seconds. If they stand at attention when they hear those commands from Uncle Luke, let me see you do the breath, then she might be in trouble.
Right. All right, let's take one more call. Let's play Luke after it. Hello, who's this?
What's going on? What's going on, Evan?
What's up? What's your name, brother?
I'm there, man. I'm calling about that Freaknik thing.
Old are you, first of all?
Oh, he old enough.
I'm 47.
Oh, you was in there. You was definitely in there.
It sounded like you was the guy that was running around slapping booties.
Hey, man, look, man, I stay right there in Clark Atlanta University, man. When we stepped out the door, he was on our street, man.
Ooh, you was in the midst of action.
Man, I ain't missed nothing, man. Wake up, it's still going on.
The what?
I say, when you wake up, it was still going on.
God damn.
How many STDs you got? You got an STD once or twice.
Oh, no, man. No, man. I strapped up, man. I just started having my kids about a couple years ago, man. If I was bungee, man, I had about 20 kids by now.
Are you concerned that maybe your picture or video will be out there with you slapping asses and doing things you're not supposed to?
No, I'm going to tell you the truth, man. Me and my partner, we were down there stealing all the goddamn CAU shirts and hats and college stuff. We was down there stealing and selling.
I think this is good because, once again, man, there's been a moment for the past few years where if you're a personality or some type of public figure or some type of celebrity, people dig back in your past and they pull up your old tweets and your old audio and everything else, and they want to judge you for that, as if everybody don't have a past, as if all of us didn't grow up in the 1900s, in the early 2000s when things was wild and out of control. Now is your turn.
Jesus Christ.
Now is your turn. It's your turn, First Lady. Okay.
Jesus Christ.
It's your turn, Miss CEO. All right. Oh, you just got that C-suite position, huh? Oh, now they're going to see you over the hood of the car with your ass in the pastor's face.
Twerking on the headlights.
Right, that future pastor, yeah. You out there judging people every Sunday, too. Now we about to see something, okay? Damn. Now, play this Uncle Luke song, and if you with your mama right now, or you with your auntie, and they over 45 years old, watch them when Uncle Luke give these commands.
Jesus Christ.
If they stand at attention when they hear the first 7 to 8 seconds, let me see you from the 30, through the breath. If they just move a little bit, if they start trembling, oh, they might be in some trouble when this Freaknik doc come out.
All right, well, let's get on some Uncle Luke right now. When we come back, we got rumors. We got to talk about Webby. Webby mad at y'all, and we'll tell you why when we come back. But let's get into Uncle Luke. Shout out to all the uncles and aunties and mamas and
papas.
Watch
your auntie right now. She's going to tremble. She's going to stand at attention when she hear Uncle Luke get these commands. She's going to try to fight it, but that spirit cannot be stopped.
Your grandmama, too. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
But can't control herself this morning.
Go, auntie. Go, auntie. Go, auntie.
As soon as she heard Uncle Luke get him commands, she lost her goddamn mind.
Go.
Looking at your mama a little different this morning, aren't you?
Definitely are out there.
And drop one of clues bomb for Uncle Luke. As much as I want Uncle Luke to get all the respect he deserves, documentaries, movies, and everything, I just don't want to see y'all judging that man, okay? Because it wasn't just him. That man had a whole nation behind him.
He did. Right? He did.
Okay.
He did.
All right.
He used to sell out every club he went to. They would charge $100 to $200 per ticket to get in.
They need to talk to the women. They need to talk to the women who loved this music. When Uncle Luke gave these commands, they did it.
No, no. During that time, everybody did.
Come on, man.
Like,
come on, man.
Everybody.
Come
on, man. When I was in college, when I was, shout out to everybody that went to an HBCU. When I was in Hampton, when we played those records, crazy.
Shake them tatas, baby. Shake them
tatas. Crazy.
Right?
Crazy.
Pop that thing, baby.
You would leave the student union sweaty and nasty and, oh, man.
Come on, man.
Those were the times.
Come on, man. I loved it. Drop on a clues bomb for Uncle Luke.
How many bombs you gonna drop them? That's the second or third bomb.
It was nothing like those down south anthems. And then, you know, up north came and ruined it. Because, you know, Uncle Luke was telling women, pop that thing. And then y'all came with, you know, grab your penis
if you love hip-hop.
What was that about?
If you love hip-hop. They love hip-hop.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
All right. Well, when we come back, we got your rumor report. Webby. You know who Webby is, right? Shout to Webby, man. Webby's mad at y'all. Y'all were roasting Webby. Webby tried to do a Pimp C tribute, and y'all were roasting Webby, and Webby was some smoke for all y'all.
I didn't see all that.
All right, we're going to get to it when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with a Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Webby.
Rumor has it. Rumor has it.
Call out a name or you gossiping or you chatty patty.
I'm gossiping.
This is The Rumor Report.
I mean, I guess we on The Breakfast Club. This is where the tea spills, right?
Yes.
Right.
On The Breakfast Club.
All right, now we got to talk Webby. Now, if you don't know who Webby is, of course, Webby's a rapper from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. He's been on The Breakfast Club a couple of times. And this is a promo that we use all the time. This is actually Webby.
What up, you already know who it is. It's me, Webby the Tree FM, Young Savage, Sweet Jones Jr. Doing what I do when I do what I do, and I'm doing it with my girl, DJ Envy, Angela Lee. Angela Yee. Damn. Angela Yee. Hold up. DJ Envy, Angela Yee.
Okay. That's Webby.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Yes, that's Webby.
I'll be out in the street now. People be like, Charlamagne Tha God.
Yeah.
I need that on the wall in here, by the way. Yeah. We should put, we'll put that on this wall. The wall that, put that up here.
Charlamagne Tha
God? Put Webby saying Charlamagne
Tha God. Charlamagne Tha God. Mm-hmm. And my girl, DJ Envy. All right, well, Webby was at it over the weekend, and he posted a picture of himself paying homage and tribute to Pimp C. Well, people didn't like it. They were getting at him.
That's what that was?
Yes.
I saw the picture. I didn't
he was paying
know
tribute to Pimp C. Yeah, that was a Pimp C tribute.
Why? How's it Pimp
I don't know, but he was wearing a you can't call it a wife beater anymore. What do you call it? A tank top?
What the, why can't you call it a wife beater? That's, who said that?
That's like you can't say midget. You just certain things you can't say
man,
anymore.
Man, leave me alone, man.
You can't, I
swear. Ain't get that memo. That memo never came
you
through my desk.
You cannot say that anymore. You
since
can't,
when?
You gotta say t-shirt.
Why did we ever call it a wife beater anyway?
Because Ike and Tina, right?
Yeah. Because no Ike and Tina. Don't put that on Ike.
I thought it was.
I mean, clearly it's because people probably used to beat their wives in tank tops, but, you know, yeah, don't put that on Ike.
But that's what they're called. But you can't call them that anymore. But he wore a wife beater, and he had like a mink on. And people were making fun of him, and he had this to say.
But anyway, man, I want to know why all the big say cheese and real all of my don't repost this when I tell it. Kid to stay in school and you can be whatever you want to be, you know, and keep going first.
That's
double
right.
Post that. You know what I'm saying, man? Y'all around here playing with me, man. I done f***ed enough bad bitches throughout my life. Proud of you, bitch. But we ain't gonna go there. We ain't gonna go there. We gonna stay growing up on this one. I'm a grandpa now. You hear me? Anyway, man. Y'all chill out with that shit, man. For real, man. For that shit get crazy, man. I'm trying to grow and be old and get gray, man. Nigga trying to get money. How y'all broke my go borrow some money from somebody or some shit, man. Leave me the fuck alone, man.
Webby not wrong, but you can't fight the internet.
No.
Fighting the internet, you're fighting a bunch of ghosts. Like, stop letting the internet dictate, you know, how you feel. And stop letting the internet make you react to things. It's just the internet, bro.
Right.
Because you got to know when you post that picture, you're going to get some type of reaction.
But I think he thought he was doing it for a good thing. He was showing, you know, love to a fallen soldier.
But shouldn't intention matter? So if you know that's what you were doing it for, who cares what everybody else got to say?
Well, we haven't seen Webby up here in a minute. So, Webby, if you're listening, we need you back here on The Breakfast Club for a day or so. All right. Now, also, 6ix9ine talks about being blackballed from The Breakfast Club, too. I didn't know that.
You've been on The Breakfast Club, my colleagues. A couple times you've been there.
Oh, this is part of the...
We're iHeart, yeah. We're iHeart.
Oh,
Radio.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Are you and Charlamagne on good terms right now?
No, to be honest, since I got out of jail, I feel like I've just been blackballed from a lot of things. But you do know, being part of iHeart, I gave them their biggest numbers to date, as I've given everyone else their biggest numbers.
What was the crazy bet that Charlamagne made with you?
Yeah, some out of pocket. I don't know. It's weird. Probably an iHeart thing.
No, it's not. All right, play with Enrique if you want to. 6ix9ine. When it comes to the biggest numbers, what are you talking about? YouTube, right? The YouTube
video.
They
were talking about YouTube numbers. Yeah.
Was it still the biggest viewed YouTube?
Well, actually, the biggest number was Birdman. That was supposed to be the biggest number.
But at the time, Breakfast Club, we weren't using YouTube. Even though I was up here stressing for years, we need to be on YouTube. At that time,
we had our own corporations
were still big on .coms.
Correct.
So they were very, very, very late to the YouTube part.
So Birdman is actually the biggest number.
I mean, honestly, it could have been one of the Kanye West interviews, too. Or Dame Dash. We don't know.
I think it's Birdman or Dame Dash.
We didn't have a YouTube. But in our YouTube era.
He was.
Is bigger than Soulja Boy?
I believe so.
Soulja Boy was up there too now.
No, I think he might have been bigger. Pause.
You mean the first 6ix9ine?
The first 6ix9ine interview. Yeah.
And I never had an issue with 6ix9ine. All I was trying to do was warn the young man that, you know, if he kept carrying on the way he was carrying on, he was going to end up in jail or dead.
Right. And shout out to Enrique Santos. That's our iHeart compadre. He's out in Miami who did that interview.
Dropping the clues bombs for Enrique Santos. That's my guy. 6ix9ine, you have no idea how, when you say it, that could have been an iHeart thing with that bet you made.
You'll stop it. Now, Kanye West is also being sued over Donda Academy. Now, allegedly, he only fed his students sushi. I like sushi.
That they need to be aware that their children are behind and that they need to consider that it's going to be very hard for them to be able to transfer their kids out of that school next year or later. Because they're not getting what they need. The kids are being suppressed because of all the constant changes that go on at the school. But since I've been there, there have been no report cards given to the students or progress reports. So because Donda is not accredited, you really can't get any documents from the school to show where you've been. And so what happens is if they come in at third grade level or fourth grade level and they're in the sixth grade, they're going to go into third grade, or they're going to be considered getting IEPs or learning disabled because they're behind. But it won't be the child's fault that they're behind. It is Donda's fault that they're behind. I don't think it has really anything to do with Kanye.
I don't feel sorry for any of those kids that go to that school, because your parents are sending you to a school that's not accredited, and you're sending your kids to a school where the founder admits he does not read.
That's stupid. And they don't teach African history.
Inside the school, do they teach about the Holocaust?
Oh, no. What?
And then
we don't teach African-American history. Talk about the Holocaust. We don't even teach African-American history, and that's been my problem. How do you not teach? We didn't have an African-American History Month. Just how strong I am.
Are we serious?
That's not something, too, unfortunately, I want to advertise that I've been there. And so instead of being able to brag about the fact that I've been at Donda and I miss my kids very, very much and I'm very concerned, that's something, unfortunately, I may have to hide. I'm not the first African-American woman at the school to be fired. It's like all African-American women at the school that stand up get tossed out. And that's just kind of how that goes.
I'm sorry. You're a damn fool if you send your kids to the Donda Academy.
The founder admits he doesn't read.
Yeah, it's like you're a damn fool.
Okay. The school isn't accredited. And you're surprised that there's no Black History Month or no African-American history being taught when Kanye West has been vocal about wanting to cancel Black History Month. He says we should call it Black Future Month. He said that multiple times.
Yeah, you're a damn fool.
He said, I'm tired of talking about slavery. He said that a million times. He said, cancel Black History Month. So why are you acting surprised now?
Yeah, I don't understand as a parent why I would send my kids to that school.
The founder of the school admits he does not read.
Ain't enough Yeezys in the world.
Come on, man.
Hell no.
Just because you're a genius at music, you know, a genius at fashion, doesn't mean you're a genius in regards to formal education.
Mm. All right. Well, that is your rumor report. Charlamagne, who are you giving that down to?
Man, 4 after the hour, there's a young woman out there named Denise Frazier. I really, since yesterday was Easter Sunday, I want to talk to y'all about this whole not judging thing, this whole not condemning thing. Because I think that y'all going to judge and condemn Denise, but we'll talk about it 4 after the hour.
All right, we'll get to that next. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Your company has goals this year. Find the right people to help you achieve them with ZipRecruiter, where 4 out of 5 employers get a quality candidate within the first day. Try it free at ZipRecruiter.com/breakfast. That's ZipRecruiter.com/breakfast.
Charlamagne, say the game, dunk it of the day, man.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit it with the heat.
Yes, the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Donkey of the Day for Monday, April 10th, goes to a 19-year-old woman named Denise Frazier. Now, yesterday was Easter Sunday, so a lot of folks were making their annual trip to church. You know, some people only go to church once a year, and Easter is that one time. So this question I'm asking isn't for y'all. All right, I want to ask y'all regular church going folks, okay? How far does this do not judge, do not condemn thing go? Luke 6:37, not Uncle Luke, okay? Luke 6:37 says, do not judge and you will not be judged. Do not condemn and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Well, what does that mean exactly? Because Denise Frazier is challenging all of that logic. See, Denise is 19, and like most teenagers nowadays, she's on social media doing things she doesn't have any business doing. Okay, and the business I'm talking about is sex. Yes, Denise was Snapchatting that poom poom, okay? Why people record their sexual acts and put them online, I will never know, but Denise did just that, and it's led to her arrest. What? What do you mean Uncle Charlotte led to her arrest? Well, let's go to CBS 11 for the report, please.
Jones County woman faced a judge a few hours ago for a case investigators describe as disgusting and disturbing. Now, we want to warn you, the details of this case are graphic in nature. A judge set 19-year-old Denise Frazier's bond at $25,000. Deputies arrested her in the Myrick community Wednesday. The sheriff's department received a tip about graphic videos of unnatural intercourse on social media. The department says it's in the initial investigation phase, but has found no evidence that Frazier was threatened or coerced to participate in these acts on video. Three separate dogs were seen on video, and all animals are now in a safe place getting medical help. The lead investigator says he's never worked a case like this before. Jones County say some videos may have been made in other counties, and they have alerted those counties, and more charges may be added.
If you're confused on what happened, Denise Frazier was arrested after video showed her having sexual intercourse with a dog. All right? A canine. All right? D-O-G. Church-going people, about that whole not condemning thing. All right? Sex with Snoopy is nuts. I mean, come on, Denise. You out here Snapchatting yourself, giving poom-poom to a pooch, and I'm not supposed to judge you? See, I come from the era where if a woman wanted to sleep with a dog, they would sleep with DMX or Snoop. But nowadays, you got women out here really fornicating with Fido. Okay? Mm-hmm. I want to play guess what race it is, but I need to say there is a stereotype that white people really, really, really love their dogs. She's white. So I would like to say that it's not a stereotype if it's true. Now, she's being charged with unnatural intercourse. I never heard of that. I thought it was called bestiality. Bestiality is a type of sexual offense in which an animal is used as a medium for satisfying sexual desire without developing any kind of emotional bonding. Okay, I guess this is not considered bestiality because it was clearly an emotional bond between Denise and the dog. Now, how does doggy style work in this situation? Did Denise bend over and get on all fours?
Stop.
What?
Come on now. Come on.
What? Okay. I just got a couple more questions. Okay. All right.
Oh, boy.
How does a dog sound when he's having sex with a human and it feels good?
Yo, stop.
No, I want to know how it sounds. How does it sound?
Yo, stop. Y'all stop.
What? Okay. Just stop. One more question and I'll stop.
Okay.
How does a dog sound when he's about to have sex with a woman and the poom poom got a smell to
it? Yo, stop, y'all. Stop! Okay. Y'all look crazy.
Okay, please give Denise Frazier the biggest hee-haw. I'm just saying. By the way, that's what we should do. If you don't want to insult a woman, because she may have a little odor this summer, because it is summertime. It is spring and summer. It's that season.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So if you don't want to say, you got a little tart. So, I'm just saying.
I'm not messing with you.
Just start growling.
I'm not messing with you. All right. Did you just snort? Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, that is your donkey of the day. Now, when we come back, let's woo something.
Man, we should start doing that anytime you smell something, man. Because you know people always have call up here and be like, you know, somebody in the office got a little smell and I don't know what to say.
Just like, just.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, man.
You guys go too far. All right, let's open up the phone lines. Let's clear up a little bit. Clean up. 800-585-1051. Now, this morning during Get It Off Your Chest, a young lady called. We didn't get to her call. Her name was Lima. Good morning, Lima, if you're listening. Lima wanted to know. She wants to know if liars and cheaters are born like that.
What that mean?
800-585-1051. Like, are you born a liar and a cheater, or is it something that you're taught? Because some kids lie from the door, right?
Well, kids lie for survival sometimes. Meaning, not survival. Not survival. maybe survival is the wrong word. But kids lie because they know they're going to get in trouble.
Correct.
So that is a form of survival. You don't want to get in trouble. Like, so if you think, you know, you're going to be punished or disciplined in some way, you'll tell a lie.
But is that taught? Like, you know what I mean? Because you have to learn that. Because if you tell the truth, rewarded for telling the truth, right?
I never taught my kids to lie. You ever taught your kids to lie? But they've lied to you when they were young. No, so I don't know.
Now let's open up the phone lines. Well, what about the cheating part?
Huh? You mean like cheating?
Yes, like cheating.
Like infidelity.
Correct.
Oh, yeah, that's learned behavior.
That's I'm not messing with you.
What?
585-1051. Let's talk about it. Now, are liars and cheaters born like that? I guess she wanted to know, is there a gene? Is there an off chromosome?
That's why I asked you to define cheating, because it could be cheating on a test or cheating at a game. You know what I mean? There's all type of forms of cheating, but you're talking about actual infidelity.
It could be all of that.
Okay.
I mean, you could even go a step further. Even stealing. Is that something that you learn, or are you born like that?
Did somebody teach me how to steal? Nah, I don't think so. I just wanted things.
Like, if you're from Brooklyn, like, is that automatic? Like, you automatic? Yes. See? All right, we'll talk about it when we come back. 800-585-1051. Let's discuss. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, a young lady named Lima called this morning. During Get It Off Your Chest, we missed her call this morning, but she wanted to know if liars, cheaters, and thieves are actually born like that. So I'm sure she was hurt from a dude, and she wanted to know. She wanted some clarity. So that is the question, 800-585-1051. What are your thoughts, Sean?
I wish my therapist was available right now, because we actually had a discussion about this. And that's when I said, you know, the thing about kids lie for survival. You know, survival may not be the right word, but kids lie when they know that they're going to get in trouble. Mm-hmm. And nobody taught kids how to lie. Your kid could be 3-4 years old, but if they're aware that there's consequences to their actions, right? They did something that they know they had no business doing, and they think that they might get, you know, in trouble for it, right? They're going to say they didn't do it. So that's just a natural instinct. That's self-preservation in a lot of ways.
But do they see that from somewhere, whether it's a cartoon or whether a friend, right? And the reason I say that is my youngest kids, right? My 9, my 8, and my 6-year-old, right? Sometimes I think they should be lying when they don't lie. And the reason I say that is let's say they hear a bad word on a YouTube video they watching.
Yeah.
They'll come running upstairs and say, "Hey, Dad, I just heard this on YouTube."
Oh, my kids do that too.
Or if me and my wife are out and they want a snack, they'll call and be like, "Hey, can I have a snack?" I wasn't like that. If I heard a curse, I just kept it moving.
No, my kids
If I
do
want
that.
A snack, I'm going to go get it.
But that's different, because we tell our kids these are bad words. So if we tell our kids these are bad words, they want to come back and
report. You know they were bad words as a kid. Would you ever call your mom and dad and be like, "I just heard a bad word"? Oh, you going to keep listening to that rap song?
Well, no, because I knew better than just to call my mom and dad for nonsense. That's the other thing we need to talk about. It's too easy to be accessible. It's too accessible to our parents nowadays. Right? I shouldn't be able to just call my... When I used to call my mom and dad for something that was going on at the house, it was because it was a real serious situation.
You're right.
Okay?
Yeah, because my kids call me for some BS sometimes. I'm like, why are you calling me?
I honestly don't think I've ever done that, ever in my life. I've never just called my parents randomly. Right. I didn't have a... First of all, I couldn't. Because when I used to get dropped off, you know, at the house, it'd be 3:00. I used to have to stay at the house in third grade, by the way, until an adult came there. We ain't had no cell phones or nothing like that. You know what I mean? So who the hell was I calling anyway?
Yeah,
but now we off to another tangent.
Okay,
but my point is, I feel like a lot of that is self-preservation with kids. So I don't think liars are born that way. And cheaters, when it comes to infidelity, we're definitely not born that way. That's definitely a learned behavior.
A learned behavior. Through music, through watching television, through our
through
friends.
My daddy. Damn. My daddy looked me in my eyes when I called my... Salute to my dad. I love my pops. When I called my dad cheating back in the day, my dad looked at me and said, "You only got one woman?" You know what I'm saying? He said, "When you get older, you gonna understand." My daddy said that to me when I was like 16, 17 years old. So, yes.
Hello, who's this?
This is Lynette. This is Lynette.
Lynette, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
We're good. Now, you heard the topic. What's your thoughts?
My thoughts is this.
and this is my opinion.
Okay.
It's supposed to be natural, like habitual life. But men,
stop.
They're just born with it.
Stop. That's not right. Stop. That ain't true. Stop. We all humans at the end of the day. Stop.
And I think they just get that cheap part from their dad.
First of all, by your logic, since yesterday was Easter Sunday, the first woman to ever deceive somebody was Eve. Okay? Adam was cool. God said don't eat the apple. Adam minded his damn business. But who went and ate that apple? Huh?
Ain't nobody dwelling on the past. Nobody dwelling on the past. That's what
it is. Bottling that.
Man, that is so funny. Somebody bring up the Bible. Like, ain't nobody dwelling on the past.
Hello, who's this?
Man, that is hilarious.
This is Talia.
Hey, Talia. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing peace, pretty Talia. Good. So you know the question. She was a lady called this morning, wanted to know if liars and cheaters were born like that.
Right. And as far as the liars part, nobody teaches their kids just to be a liar. First thing they do is just teach you right from wrong. And then as of that part, as growing up, it's up to you to choose on if you're going to, you know, be a compulsive liar or you're going to choose it to tell a little white lie here and there when it needs to be told.
That is very
and
true.
As far as the cheating part, now that there, yeah, you definitely learned that from, I don't know, your stepdaddy, your daddy, your cousin, somebody.
No, that's definitely learned behavior. That's absolutely learned behavior.
Ebony, good morning.
Good morning.
How you feeling, Ebony?
I feel pretty good. And you?
Good, good, good. Where you calling from?
I'm calling from Houston.
Houston. All right. We're asking. Lady called this morning. She wanted to know if liars and cheaters are born like that. What's your opinion, Ebony?
Well, I think I'm going to bring it back to the biblical thing, the fall of man. Okay? Because man made that first bite. Oh, the woman made me do it, right? So I'm thinking about faith. No, when you have a newborn, they cry. And then you run in there and get them. And they stop.
Right.
Then you put them down. And they cry, and then you run in there and get them, they stop.
Right.
So that's a crying lie. And then as they get older, just like Charlamagne said, when they get in trouble, they lie to get out of trouble. So it's up to the parent to teach that child. Because if you let that baby lay there, then they're going to stop doing that crying.
I don't like you know? That. I feel like that's cruel and unusual punishment. That's something me and my wife debate about all
what's
the
that?
Time. Like when my
oh,
wife,
no.
when my
Bring
wife, when she be like sleep training the kids, you got to sleep train the kids. I'm like, man, you just don't. I can't stand to sit there and just let the baby cry and let him fall asleep.
I can't do that either. Nah,
I feel like you traumatize me.
I try, and then after about 30, 45 seconds, I'm like, nah, I can't do that because you just don't want them to cry. But that's part of the problem why a lot of my kids didn't leave my bed until about 2 years old.
I also don't think that's a cry lie. I just think that these kids want comfort for the moment. So they want to be held, you know what I mean? And then when you hold them, they stop crying. And then when you lay them down and they realize they're not being held no more, they cry again. I don't think that's a cry lie.
Yeah, but then you got kids that's in your bed to 2 years old, and that's a problem.
Well, you got to sleep train the kids.
Yeah.
I got that going on right now. We got the 18-month-old.
800-585-1051. Now, if you just joined us, a lady called this morning. Her name was Lima. She wanted to know this. She wanted to know if you are a liar or a cheater, are you born like that? That is the question. Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Daddy, call him up. Tell her.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, a young lady named Lima called this morning. She wanted to know. I don't know who she's dealing with, but she wanted to know if you are a liar or a cheater, are you born like that? Or is it learned behavior? Charlamagne?
I don't think you're born a liar. I think that, you know, kids lie, and you see that. We all got young kids, you know what I'm saying? Kids lie simply because they don't want to get in trouble. So I think that's a form of self-preservation. I think when it comes to infidelity and cheating, that is absolutely positively learned behavior. 100%.
Hello, who's this?
Vanessa.
Hey, Vanessa. Talk to us, Vanessa.
Well, I want to say good morning and thank you guys so much for having us up energy in the morning. We all love listening to you and we appreciate it that y'all do.
Vanessa, your phone is crazy. You got us on Bluetooth for speaker?
No, I do not. I have a headset.
Okay, can you take us
on my way to work?
Yeah, we can barely hear you. Can you take us off that headset right fast? I'm sorry.
And thank you, Vanessa, too. We appreciate you listening and appreciating us.
All right. Good morning, though. Can y'all hear me?
Way better.
Yep.
Okay. So my thoughts, I think it's a genetic behavioral trait. I think that when you grow up in a household and somebody in that family goes along with that behavior of cheating and lying, I think it passes down to their kids. With that being said, I did grow up in a household where my father cheated on my mother, and he brought me along to every female date that he had because they had children.
No.
And then we somehow spent that night.
Damn.
No. So how you grew up? You had a bunch of stepmommies?
Yes.
Are you still?
I have an older half-sister that I have nothing to know about. She's in another country. And keep in mind, my dad is Hispanic. That's why I don't go along with any Hispanics. You just all cheat around.
Damn it, man.
So you don't date Hispanic men?
I do not.
That's right. You date black men because black men don't cheat.
Exactly.
That's right.
That are Caucasian. So they're the most honest, honestly.
Jesus.
That's
so I just think that the Hispanic dad was saying that my father, he taught my brother that that's the game of life. You cannot just have one sex. You need to have them all. Do not be stingy. Everybody needs love.
My daddy told me that when I was young, too. My daddy literally looked at me and said, oh, you only got one girlfriend. Now, as I got older and we got older, he said I was absolutely right to have one woman. But, you know, when I was young, he definitely messed me up.
Hello, who's this?
This is Brian. How you doing?
Brian, what's going on?
So, I think that it's the parents' fault, and here's why.
Okay.
We inadvertently teach our kids to lie when they're young and they hear us talking to our significant other. And let's just hypothetically say someone knocks at the door and you see who it is. He's like, tell him I'm not here. You can't pick up on that kind of thing. You're lying right there.
You're right. You're right, because I remember Jehovah's Witness used to come knocking on the doors. And my parents would be like, tell me that home. Yeah, you're right.
Well, guess what?
Yep.
I was a Jehovah's Witness, okay? I was the person going out on the field service every Saturday with my mom and my sister and knocking on those doors, okay? So F all y'all dishonest people, okay? I hope y'all don't make it into heaven.
Nah, you're right.
I hope y'all don't become one of the 144,000.
Because even when people call, like your mom and daddy be like, all right, tell them I'm sleeping. Yeah, so you right.
Exactly.
Dang.
That's a good point, brother.
Thank you, Brian.
That is a fantastic point.
Now, that's a perfect point because we all do that. We all do that to our kids. Or our kids will hear us. But who calling? Oh, don't answer the phone. We do it all the time.
That's why I tell my kids when the doorbell ring or somebody knocks, don't go to it. You go get an adult. All right? So when you go get that adult can make the executive decision. That's when you tell the adult, hey, tell them people I ain't here.
Right, okay? But that's a lie. That's what they learn.
But I'm telling that to the adult. Not the kids.
But the kids hear it.
No, they don't. That's where you got to whisper. You know how to use the inside voice? Use your inside voice.
Or somebody come ask you for money and you say, I ain't got it. Your kids know you got it. That's a lie.
No. I tell my kids that no is perfectly okay to say. All right? Trust me. My oldest daughter hears those conversations. When people call me, she hears those. And I tell her straight up, like, you can't just do for everybody. You know?
But what's the moral of the story?
I don't know.
No.
We heard a bunch of them just now.
Jesus,
I didn't lie just now. I don't know.
All right,
we heard a bunch of them. I personally think that all of this stuff is learned behavior. You know, because when you're young and you lie as a child, it's just self preservation. I don't think you're necessarily I don't think you have the intention of I'm lying. You're just trying to save yourself and protect yourself.
Okay. All right. When we come back, we got to talk Bow Wow. Bow Wow talks about him stepping to Diddy. Also, Caitlyn Jenner's mad at y'all. We'll tell you why when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club, back from vacation. Good morning. Back to the work week. Hopefully you had a great Easter. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Bow Wow.
Rumor has it. Rumor has it.
Call out a name or you gossiping or you chatty patty.
I'm gossiping.
This is the Rumor Report.
I mean, I guess we on the Breakfast Club. This is where the tea spills, right?
Yes.
Right.
On the Breakfast Club.
Now, Bow Wow was on the Baller Alert show. Shout out to Robin and Baller Alert. He was talking everything from Jermaine Dupri to Diddy to a host of so many different things. So first, he talks about Diddy and his baby mom being together.
No baby mama drama at all.
So it was cool when she was on Diddy's boat and all that?
Nah, I mean, she knew better. For me, it's more of a man thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, me and her, we had our discussion about that. Trust me. That might have been the last time she
What about the video? Okay.
So for me, it's like, oh, once I say, okay, cool. Let me just get on the phone and just holler. So we had our little rap. And then, of course, me and Dude, we definitely had our rap. I'll keep that between us. But all men know it's a certain conduct and code you go by. You know what I'm saying? There's certain things that's off limits. And everybody know wives and baby mamas. It's just some shit that, you know, you stay clear from. You know what I mean? Maybe I could have had some that belonged to him a long time ago. So it's like, player, respect the game. So it's just respecting the game.
So you got you back later.
It is what it is.
I mean, if it's player, respect the game, then it's like, why even address the matter?
And that's another thing too. Just because you have a kid with a woman don't mean she belongs to you.
I mean, but that last line is exactly the truth. Just because you have a kid from a woman doesn't mean that she belongs to you. So if she chooses to be with anybody in the industry, regardless of what Bow Wow and that person's relationship is, I mean, that's on her. It's not really, I don't think it's really on the guy so much.
I disagree.
No, I think that it should be respect between
Diddy
men.
Diddy and Bow Wow was cool, right? And that's the thing I don't understand, because
they can't be that cool.
Right? Remember Diddy hired Bow Wow to do the Ciroc stuff, and he was running around with Ciroc. He had to be cool, though.
That's business. That's business. I mean, it should be respect between men. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, it's a conversation.
Yes.
A conversation.
Yeah. I think I might holler at your baby mom. Correct. If you think about that.
Correct.
Your baby moms is feeling me. How do you even have that? Yo, your baby moms is feeling me.
It's in my DM.
Yo, I'm feeling your baby moms. Your BM in my DM. Damn. Okay? Can I move on that? Like, whoa.
No. Now, he also talks about his relationship with Jermaine Dupri.
Why do you and JD keep falling out?
We spoke our piece not too long ago, face to face. And then he did a Breakfast Club interview. And I saw that. I immediately hit him. I'm good. I'm cool. I appreciate everything that he's done. I'm able to sell out arenas still back-to-back year. We did two arena tours. And just based off all the work that we did collectively for that time. So it was good for that time. But now it's just time for to excel and do big and better things and just keep it pushing. Like, he got a whole album with Currency that he's doing. He's moving in a direction. I'm over here doing my business stuff and touring. And I'm getting ready for Lovers and Friends and all type of other shit. So it's kind of like we all doing our thing. It's just people ain't seeing it together, but I'm at peace.
Well, that's the respect I expect.
That's the respect I expect
Bow Wow to have for JD. That's why when I see him on social media, and you know he be talking crazy about JD and not wanting to give JD credit for putting him in position, I'd be confused.
Correct.
Yeah, that's not because of the Breakfast Club interview. That's because of what we saw you saying, Bow.
Right.
That's the only reason I asked JD that. Like, what's up with you and Bow? Like, why does he, you know, seem to not give you the respect he should for putting you in position? So that what I heard Bow Wow say just now on Baller Alert Podcast is how I expect Bow Wow to be.
How they both
talking
should be.
About JD.
Yeah, how they both should be. Mm-hmm. I mean, because they both, I ain't going to say needed each other, but they both needed each other for both of their careers to go even further. Definitely for Bow Wow.
Definitely for Bow Wow. I'm not going to say JD needed Bow Wow, but yeah.
Bow Wow was big for JD.
JD, there you go. Yeah, Bow Wow was huge for JD. Absolutely.
I'm trying to think. Was Bow Wow JD's biggest artist?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. That's a great question. I don't know. Because I'm thinking of Criss Cross. Criss Cross was huge. The Brat was the first solo female rapper to go platinum. Was Bow Wow big? Maybe.
I think Bow Wow was his biggest artist. I'm trying to think.
You don't count, because Usher, you don't count Usher as JD's artist.
Nah, he's not Usher. Franchise, no. It had to be Bow Wow.
Yeah, it might be.
I think so.
Yeah.
All right, now he also talks about marriage. You got that clip in there?
I just learned that marriage isn't for everybody. You know, like I said, I'm.
Because you almost got married.
I've been engaged twice.
What made you get cold feet about it?
It wasn't even cold feet. Like, I knew I wasn't going to do it. I like to just live free. I want to wake up and, you know, I don't like breakfast. I like to go straight to lunch. But if my wife or my girl was here, she might be like, we can't eat Popeyes now. It's only 11:30. Well, that's what
and
I want.
And you don't want to answer to anybody.
No, I don't want to answer. I don't answer to people now. So it's like, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to even.
Compromise isn't really fun.
I'm so happy to be me and endure this shit that I've endured when it comes to women, that I am good.
That's why you need a wife, though, because a wife gonna keep you from eating Popeyes at 11:30. No, like, if you with a woman that's letting you eat Popeyes at 11:30, she don't care nothing about you, man. Heart disease is one of the number one killers, is the number one killer of people all across this country, all right? Especially black people.
That's right.
All right? You're gonna get coronary artery disease eating Popeyes at 11:30. So you need a wife to tell you not to eat Popeyes at 11:30. But I respect his opinion.
Now, congratulations to Odell Beckham Jr. He signed a one-year deal with the Baltimore Ravens. They say it's reportedly worth up to $18 million with $15 million guaranteed.
So I hope Lamar Jackson stays, because that would be a fun combination to watch.
That would be dope.
Even if Odell comes back at 70%,
that's
a great combination to see. So I hope Lamar Jackson comes back. And Lamar Jackson did post something after that signing.
You did?
Yeah, I forgot what it was. He said, I don't know if you know, I forgot what he posted, but it seemed like he was excited.
Okay. Now, lastly, this kind of confused me. Maybe you can help me out, Charlamagne. Caitlyn Jenner.
I'm confused already.
I can't with you.
I'm confused. What? I'm confused already. What?
I didn't
even
say it. Let me start this again.
Okay.
I'm confused with this, Charlamagne. Maybe you can help me out.
Mm-hmm.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Still confused.
Yo, shut up, man.
Still sitting there confused.
Shut up. Caitlyn Jenner is mad at Nike because Nike is partnering with
Nike. You talk about the brand Nike.
Nike, yeah, the brand.
You just never know. It might have been a new term. Okay,
no,
gotcha.
Nike is partnering with a trans activist, Dylan Mulvaney. Did I say that name right? Okay. And Caitlyn Jenner's kind of mad. She says Jenner, who transitioned in 2015, called out the athletic wear company after it was unveiled at the brand deal in a series of Instagram posts on Wednesday where she modeled Nike pants and a sports bra. But isn't Caitlyn Jenner trans?
What's she mad about, though? Why is she upset?
I guess she's saying that these should be going to women and not the trans community.
I don't feel like you're explaining this story.
I'm not. I really don't know. That's what I'm asking you.
I don't know. I stay out of their business.
All right. Well, she, excuse me, Caitlyn Jenner posted.
You said it right. You said she.
See, I don't know.
See what I'm saying?
I'm confused.
See what I'm saying? You confused yourself. See, I told you stay out of their business.
You right.
See?
Now, Caitlyn Jenner.
That's funny when you use the right pronoun, but then you still get confused.
Oh, man. Caitlyn Jenner posted, as someone that grew up in awe of what Phil Knight did, it is a shame to see such an iconic American company go so woke. We can be inclusive, but not at the expense of the mass majority of people, and have some decency while being inclusive. This is an outrage.
I feel like something's missing from this story.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I feel like you're leaving something out. I feel like something's missing from this story. I feel like the story you're telling identifies as the story that really is. I just can't. What? I don't know. I told you I was confused from the beginning.
Why would Caitlyn Jenner be mad, though? That's what I'm confused.
I would think it would. It sounds like hate.
The person should be happy.
Sounds like she wants the deal.
Caitlyn Jenner wants the deal.
It sounds like Caitlyn wants the deal, but I feel like you're missing something's missing from this story.
I gave you everything.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, you
fill us in. I know y'all will fill us in on social media, on YouTube. Tell us, something's missing from this story. I know what it is. I just don't know what it is.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report. All right. People's Choice Mix is up next. I just want to remind you guys, Memphis, May 28th, we're coming out there. Memorial Week in my car show, of course. Celebrity cars, exclusive cars, old school car, American Muscle, food vendors. There's going to be rides and jumpies for the kids. There's going to be face painting, gaming trucks, and more. All right? So please get your tickets if you haven't got your tickets. Kids 5 and under are free. Click the link in my bio. Who you talking to? Who's that?
Salute to Pretty V. Pretty V,
what up? Me. Good morning, Pretty V. When you coming up to host?
You're not on air.
Yes, we are on air.
We're on air now. Right now.
Tigger, what up, Tigger? This is Big Tigger.
Hey, what up, Tig? What up, V?
What up, Tig? Miss Pat on the air, too?
Oh, here you go.
There she go.
Hey, Miss Pat. Good morning, Miss Pat.
There she go.
All right.
Why you FaceTiming me? I'm on the radio.
All right, let's get to the mix. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
DJ, Deuce Deuce in your boots.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Hosts Kevin Hart and Nick Cannon are declaring war on Hollywood. Each week, they take you behind the scenes as they team up with their famous friends for an all-out prank war. The bigger the star, the harder they fall. Catch Celebrity Prank Wars Thursday at 10 on E!
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. I want to shout out, you know, the last 9 days we were on vacation, so I went out to Mexico to Ro Marley Beach House. Bob Marley's son owns, part owner of a resort out there, so we went out there and stayed there. I had an amazing time. We just enjoyed the sun, and the sun in Mexico just seems like it's different. It just seems like it's hotter. Man, I mean, I got burnt so fast, and we had extra layers of suntan lotion and block on, but I just want to shout to everybody I seen. I actually seen L'Oreal. Shout to L'Oreal. I saw the dudes, one of the owners of Godspeed, which is a clothing brand. Taylor, one of our producers, she was out there as well. She was out there for a couple of days. So I ran into a couple of people in Mexico. So shout out again to everybody out to Mexico, Joseph, and everybody that showed me so much love. I had an amazing time, but now it's back to work.
Salute to everybody, too, man. I was in St. Lucia last week, man. Mm-hmm. And it will never cease to amaze me when you're in a whole other country and people are tuned in to The Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. Like, and not just The Breakfast Club, you know, the Brilliant Idiots podcast. Mm-hmm. Like, they're tuned in. People out there got my book. Like, they're tuned in
absolutely
to what we do in other countries. And man, that'll never cease to amaze me. The internet has really flattened the world in a real way.
Mm-hmm.
In a real way. And I want to tell everybody, too, man, make sure you go get your tickets for the first ever Black Effect Podcast Festival happening April 22nd in Atlanta at Pullman Yards. I cannot wait to announce that we sold out because it is right there. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So go get your tickets while you still can. Some of your favorite Black Effect podcasts will be on that stage live, like the 85 South Show, Horrible Decisions, Reasonably Shady with Robin Dixon and Giselle Bryant. Mm-hmm. We got the Big Facts podcast going to be out there, checking in with Michelle Williams. She's going to be there. So make sure you get your tickets, man. It's hosted by myself and Jess Hilarious. There's going to be food. My man Louis V is providing the soundtrack. We got the Black Effect Marketplace with a bunch of your favorite local businesses from Atlanta. They'll be there. So go to eventbrite.com right now and get your tickets and go to Black Effect. ThePrefect.com for more info. We will see you on Saturday, April 22nd in ATL, shorty.
Mm-hmm. All right. When we come back, positive note, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. I just want to shout out to Memphis again. You know, I'm doing my show there May 28th. Memphis been showing so much love. So shout out to everybody that's been coming through, all the vendors, all the car clubs, if everybody that's putting their car in the show. If you want to put your car and bike in the show, it's DJMVCarshow@gmail.com. I just want to say shout to Memphis, shout to Big Sue, K97, the whole staff out there. Like, they've been showing so much love, and I just want to say I appreciate it. We're going to have an amazing event. It's a family fun event. Kids 5 and under are free. If you haven't got your tickets to the car show, just click the link in my bio. I can't wait to see you guys. We're going to have a lot of fun. I'm bringing my whole family, so we're just going to have a big family fun day, all right? Now, Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
I do. The positive note is simply this, man. You will lose people when you heal. Okay, for everybody out there on their healing journey, just know you're going to lose people when you heal. All right, there are people in your life that can only identify with the broken version of you, and others that benefited from it, they can't come to the next level with you. It's not a loss. It's just proof that you're growing.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. It's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.